We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord.
If you have your Bibles this morning, you want to follow along in your Bible, or Verna has it up, she'll have it up here on the screen this morning. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, starting in verse 1. So I want to pray first. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, Lord. Let it be revealed to us what you want us to hear this morning, Lord. Lord, clear our minds and open up our hearts that we may receive everything that you have for us. Lord, we surrender ourselves this morning, Lord, to you. We humbly bow before you, Lord, because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. And so, Lord, you know all that goes on in our lives. And so, Lord, we just humbly give it to you today. Lord, I praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. And he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you know, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life, and then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesy, and I was commanded, as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared in them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come, breathe from the four winds and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesy as he commanded me, and breath entered them, and they came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army." You know, at times, there are times when it seems like that God is on the other side of the universe, doesn't it? seems like He's far from us. And there's times when it seems that God's not hearing us or not hearing me in my prayers. There are times I feel like that. I know you do too. But when I do, I remind myself that no matter how I feel, I know what God's Word says, and I take solace in that. I take solace. I don't always find solace in it, but I take it. I have to fight my flesh. I have to fight myself, my own personal think, belief. You know, I have to fight my flesh. You think that way. God wants us to have peace, but sometimes there is no peace. We have to fight for it. I have to take what's mine. And God promises peace. My question this morning is, why do we feel that way sometimes? And when I feel like that, it's because I feel empty inside. And do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel empty inside? And when I feel empty inside, it's because I feel dead in my spirit. You know, God doesn't want us to feel empty or dead inside. That's not what being a child of God is about. Being a child of God is about being alive and being vibrant and being excited, standing strong and having power and joy. Did I mention alive? I want to say it again. It makes me feel alive. That's what being a child of God is. It's being alive in Him. Being a child of God is about being alive. The Scripture says in Acts 17:28, "For in Him we live and move and have our being. For we are also His offspring." Church, let me tell you, it's in Him we live and move and have our being. So I ask yourself this morning, are you alive in Him? Are you alive in Him? Ask yourself this morning, truly, because being alive is being vibrant and exciting and standing strong and having power and multiplying. What's that mean, multiplying? It means we multiply, right? Sometimes I think we're not as alive as we should be. But this morning I want to talk to you about being alive. No matter what's going on around you, being alive. And maybe this morning you're going through a dry point in your life. Maybe you're walking through that dry valley and you feel like these dried, bleached bones. But church, I have to remind you this morning, I have to remind myself every day that I'm a child of God. And there should be an excitement about me and about you that is contagious wherever you go. In Ezekiel 37:1-10, which we just read, God took Ezekiel into the valley of dry bones and where they were dry and bleached in the sun, and they had no life, no excitement, no vibrancy, no joy, no strength, no power, and they were dead. But hear me, the story is not really about the dry bones, is it? But of revival. Those bones were dead and bleached and picked clean of their muscles and sinew. They were scattered and they had no unity. They were bones of the dead, beaten army who were then revived to life, to excitement, to vibrancy, to joy, to strength, and to power. We're not told how they died, but we are told how they came to life. Amen. God takes Ezekiel out of this valley of dry bones in the spirit and makes him pass over them so he sees them in their entirety and he sees them, they're great in number. And Ezekiel says, they were very dry. I think Ezekiel recognizes that it's a former great army. Even God speaks for them, though, even in their dead state, as Ezekiel saw them. For God says in this verse, "Behold, O my people." God speaks to Ezekiel and asks him, "Can these dry bones live?" But see, even God recognizes that the bones were dead. When he asked him that question, you know, I can imagine Ezekiel was moved, but maybe not all that much. You know, Ezekiel was a man of God, and he knew that if God chose, the dry bones could live. Ezekiel says to God, God, only you know, and God did know. God knew that those dry bones could live again, didn't he? But he did. But did the dry bones know they could live again? Think about that. That is a great question. But if the dry bones could talk, they would tell you that they wanted to live again. You know, the dry bones couldn't talk, but they have a voice that is deafening. They have a voice that roars in the midst of silence. Think about these words. Kind of like some churches. The silence in a dry, dead, bony church is deafening. Church, where is the life? There is life. There is excitement. There is joy. There's tears and there's anger. It is the noise of life. We need some noise around here. Amen? We need some noise around here. We need some noise of life. God told Ezekiel, prophesy to them. Tell them what I'm telling you is what he says. Tell them what I told you. God tells Ezekiel there in verse 4, he says, dry bones, hear the word of God. Through God's spoken word to Ezekiel, he told them to listen, pay attention, receive, and do what the word said. You know, we hear that in James, don't we? Reminded, he said, be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. Be doers of the word. In other words, you know, you have the ability to prophesy. When you tell your neighbor about the word, what the Bible says, it says, you know, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You go to your neighbor and said, you know what? I want to tell you what God said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You just prophesy to your neighbor. Don't be confused about the word. You're telling what the Lord said. God's word is living. Amen? The Bible is living. It's a living word. And when we speak it, we speak the word of God. It's our responsibility. Attention, we've got to receive and do what the Word said. You know, the dry bones had a responsibility in church. We have a responsibility in our getting a revival started in our churches as He spoke and told them. You know, they had the breath of life breathed into them. And God said to Ezekiel, if he had prophesied and say to them, if he would just say to them, dry bones, hear the word of God. I'm telling you this morning, God put this on my heart. He said, if we're going to get a revival started anywhere, we have to do what the Word says. If we want the breath of life in us, we have to receive it. Amen? God then says to Ezekiel, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. But they had to hear. When God speaks and we don't hear, then we'll never have a revival. Hearing indicates listening and responding. Amen? We have to respond to the Word of God preached and spoken and taught. Ezekiel speaks what God tells him to speak, and then there was a noise, a rattling, a loud rattling noise. It was the rattling noise of the bones coming back to unity. They were scattered. They were all mixed up. They weren't together. They weren't unified. But here we hear this rattling noise of all of them coming back together, a coming back to God, and getting revived. Church, where there is life, there is noise. I want to hear a rattling noise. Amen. I want to hear that life coming back. The kind of noise I speak is not, it's not disruptive, but it's compelling. It's living. I love to hear when Sister McCord would shout, amen. I would love to see Sister Bonnie wave her hanky again one more time. I would love to hear Brother Art Langston with that deep voice, amen, brother. Amen? Come on now. I miss those times. What I mean by noise is, you know, sometimes people are not at home at church. They don't feel at home. They don't feel like they fit in or belong. Does that make sense to you guys this morning? It's just like a social club for some. It's what they do. It kind of fits into their lifestyle somehow, some way, in some point. But it's not their life outside the church. If you're a child of God, your life is the church. It's what we come together. We are the church no matter where we are. It's not this building. It's not just Sunday. It's Monday through Saturday too. We're alive because He made us alive. He breathed His Holy Spirit into you and made you from something that was dead spiritually to something that's alive in Him. That valley didn't make any sound until God breathed on it. You can't make yourself alive. Only God can do that. God wanted them to live. You know, the whole passage speaks of revival to me. Everything about it speaks of revival. People who are dead now coming to life. Amen? Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that why we have church? And isn't that why we have revival, is to see people get saved? Amen? Two questions. What would have happened if Ezekiel refused to do what God said? And what would happen if the dry bones didn't respond to what God said? Nothing. That's the answer. Nothing would have happened. Nothing would have happened. They would have ever remained there dead. They would have not have been raised up, and revival would not have come to the valley of dry bones. Folks, if we don't respond to the Word of God, then revival will never come. And let me tell you, we need revival in this. We need revival in our hearts first, and we need revival in our churches. We need a move of God that will breathe the breath of life into us, and that will cause the sinews and flesh and skin come upon us spiritually. There in verse 4 and 5, he says, I will put my Spirit within you, and you shall live. Is His Spirit living within you today, this morning, right now? Are you alive in Him? Church, we need that. What the dry bones got that day. We need revival to move among us, changing our hearts first and lives and then our churches. Amen? Come on. Amen. 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 We got to hear and we got to respond in order to live again. What do we need more than anything in our lives? We need revival in our lives. We need to be spiritually alive. Revival comes to those who need reviving. And I think for some part, we could be dead for the most part. I think some people have died and don't even know it spiritually. And they just live in a spiritual dead state. They just exist. Not moving forward, but falling backwards, not affecting lives of others because they're unaffected themselves. So what does revival bring? Revival brings life. It brings noise. It brings the noise of life. And how does it come? By the Word of God. It comes by the Word of God and by responding to the Word of God. It's not about me. It's not about me up here preaching to you guys. I'm giving you the Word, but it's right there for all of us to read. Your spiritual well-being is not my responsibility. It's yours. I can't get you into heaven. I can't stand beside you and vouch for your spiritual well-being. Only you can do that for yourself. I can't make you alive. I can just do what the Word says to do, and that's share the Word with you and whoever else I'm around. Amen? I don't want to be a people that falls backwards. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy that's ineffective. I don't want to be that guy. And I know that we don't want to be that church either, right? We don't want to be that church that's ineffective. How does it come? By the Word of God and by responding to the Word. It's not just a feel-good response. So many people today just want to hear something that makes them feel good so they can go home and feel good and the rest of the week they live how they want. We need a direct and dedicated response to the Word. What happened with Ezekiel? God asked him if those dead, dry bones could live again, and he said to God, "You know." What would you say to God this morning? What would you say? God told him to prophesy, speak, to preach to the dead, dry bones. You know, we have an obligation, like I said, to preach, to speak the Word of God to the dry bones that are in our communities, in our families. Tell them to hear the Word of God. Like I said, hearing is more than just hearing. Hearing is responding and acting and taking within one's bosom into one's heart, into the Spirit. That's why James said what he said. Be doers of the Word, not just hearers. Those bones needed to get what they could not get on their own. They needed done for them what they could not do on their own. They needed God, just like we do. We can't do it on our own. We need the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives in order to accomplish anything. We need a move of God to revive us to life once again in our hearts, spirits, and church. Come on, hear me this morning. Do we have a voice that cries out? We need to cry out, don't we? We need to cry out for revival. Man, just look around at this world we live in. This world needs God. Man, our community right here in Anna needs God. And where are they going to get it? They're not going to get it out there in the world. The only place they're going to get it is from us, from the church. And if we're not alive and contagious, they're not going to get it from us either. So I'm asking you this morning, can these dry bones live again? There's a song out talking about dry bones. It's a new song out. It's been out for a little bit. This is the sound of the dry bones rattling. This is the sound of the dry bones and they live again. It's a great song. And it inspired me to in this sermon. So right where you're at this morning, right where you're at, you can come to the altars this morning if you want. I'll never discourage that. If you're feeling dry in your heart, if you feel like maybe you're spiritually dead, and it's time you just call out to the one who can, the one who breathes life into you and makes you alive, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It takes God to make these dry bones live. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning, Lord. And I pray for revival, Lord. I call upon you, Lord. Bring your breath of life into us. Lord, let us be contagious. Lord, bring life again. Only you can do that, Lord. I know you can. Just as Ezekiel said, Lord, you know. You can. So, Lord, we pray this morning that a new life comes, a new revival comes. Pour out your Spirit upon each and every one that's here this morning, that they may hear and respond to your word. Lord, I praise you. Lord, bring healing where healing is needed. Lord, in all things, we pray in Jesus' name. The name above all names, because in that name, you say, when we ask in that name, it will be done. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.